here's a story from The World.
The Biden administration's first report on human trafficking is out and causing shockwaves around the globe. It's considered the most comprehensive annual review of modern slavery, and several countries are taking issue with what the new State Department chose to publish. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
For decades, Cuba has sent thousands of its health workers to other countries on medical missions, responding to disasters and other situations. The program helps Cuba build soft power, and proponents say it offers Cuban medical professionals valuable experience. It has also earned Cuba billions of dollars. That's according to Maria Werlau, executive director of the U.S. nonprofit Cuba Archive.
Many people allege that these doctors go voluntarily without recognizing that these doctors are a captive labor force. And a lot of them don't even make enough to feed their families.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke directly to the issue during the report's release late last week.
They sent doctors and other medical personnel abroad, fail to inform them of the terms of their contracts, confiscate their documents and salaries, threaten them and their family members when they try to leave.
Cuban officials have reacted vehemently, accusing the U.S. of lying, defaming, and slandering their country. And they're not the only ones expressing outrage since the Trafficking in Persons, or TIP, report's release. For the first time, the TIP report placed a NATO member, Turkey, on the congressionally mandated list of countries that use child soldiers. The Turkish Foreign Ministry blasted the U.S., calling the accusations unfounded and unacceptable. It added that the report is, quote, the most striking example of hypocrisy and double standards. But advocates cheered many new aspects of the report. For example, the report includes its first specific focus on LGBTQI people, and it draws a direct connection between modern-day trafficking and systemic and historic racism. Martina Vandenberg is founder and president of the Human Trafficking Legal Center in D.C.
This report is important because it acknowledges problems that have long existed, but that the TIP report has rarely embraced.
The report says many countries failed to adapt their anti-trafficking measures to challenges posed by the pandemic. There was a dramatic increase in the number of people trafficked or at risk of falling into modern slavery. And while anti-trafficking organizations faltered, traffickers thrived, in part by drastically increasing online sex trafficking. This was Carrie Johnstone, acting director of the State Department's Office to Combat Trafficking, speaking at a recent press conference.
Traffickers adapt. They adapt their tactics. They take advantage of new risks and new vulnerabilities that emerge. And that it is incumbent upon governments and all of us who care about human trafficking to similarly adapt and respond to prevent trafficking, prosecute the traffickers, and protect the victims.
Yet the report shows last year there was a stunning overall drop in the apprehension of traffickers worldwide. Prosecutions fell below 10,000 for the first time since at least 2013. Convictions are down by almost half to barely more than 5,000. Martina Vandenberg says the numbers point to the depth of the problem.
It's clear that COVID opened the door to the largest wage theft in history. Walking COVID back, walking the abuse of workers back, is going to be incredibly difficult. And we need much more than rhetoric. We need real structural changes.
The worst drops in convictions were in Asia. Thailand was downgraded and placed on a watch list for catching and charging fewer suspects. The Thai Foreign Ministry angrily dismissed the report as unfair. Malaysia was downgraded to the worst ranking because of the alleged exploitation of migrant workers there, but its response was more positive. The Malaysian Human Services Ministry says it takes those concerns seriously and has vowed to conduct a review. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.
From PRX.